Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with royalty Queen Joanne Grieving and King Tom Potts of the Tivoli Fest. So good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning to you, LaVon Eblen.
And good morning to you, Joanne.
Good morning, LaVon.
First question I have is, what did you think? What was your first thought when somebody came and said, you have been selected king for Tivoli Fest?
My first response, I was pretty happy because my granddaughter, my youngest, is the princess. And I thought, well, she'll be very pleased, so of course I am too.
Okay, very good. What about you, Joanne?
I was shocked. Really shocked. I was like, what?
Yeah. And, you know, that's a fun thing when you are surprised like that. So I want to talk about my question to Tom is, why is Joanne the queen of Tivoli Fest this year?
Well, Joanne is a very busy human. She gets up early, goes to bed very late. She's been involved in almost everyone's life in town. Her children.
Doesn't sound good.
Well, she is. She is. Her children, of course, several live around here, and anything that goes on in the community, she's very involved. I see her with the nursing home. The nursing home is right across the street from where I live. I see her over there many, many days a week, and that's a bright spot for many people living there, of course. And everything that goes on in the town, she works at the Danish Inn and has for years, and I do believe if she were to quit that job, the Danish Inn would be done. And there's so many things she touches. Many, many lives in town. She's been a part of the windmill for years, on the board of directors, on the school board. We have a very good school. We have mostly good teachers, evidently very good administration, and she has been a part of all of it and remains that.
Okay. Really important to be an important part of the community. So, Joanne, now it's your turn. Why is Tom Potts the king?
Well, every town should have a Tom Potts. That's an essential to a town. Tom knows what's going on, and the windmill, he fixes everything there. When anything goes wrong, it's Tom that's called to fix it and take care of it. And if you want to know anything, sometimes it's not always good to ask Tom, but he actually knows what's going on in town, and he's involved with the youth and the kids, follows wrestling. You know, he knows the kids. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so I've heard from both of you, which is no surprise, that you both are very involved with the community. And that's, I think, I'm guessing, one of the criteria for the king and queen is to have been involved and kind of speak out for Elkhorn and the whole Danish community. And I can hear from both of you that that's what you do. So, Joanne, what are your Danish ties? Do you have some Danish heritage?
Absolutely none. God bless them. They adopted me and they've taken care of me.
But you've absorbed all of this in the community.
This is home. Uh-huh. And their traditions are part of our family now. The kids grew up here. We learned how to make open-faced sandwiches. We've learned a lot. Uh-huh. And they've been very patient with us, teaching us. All sorts of people have taught us. But the kindness, and you know, and you can't help but hear the stories of the immigrants and admire their courage, no matter where they came from. You know, everyone's family at one point immigrated, and what tremendous courage. But it's so wonderful to keep the traditions alive.
And you've been helping do that. So, Tom, what about your Danish roots?
Yeah, it's about half and half. There's some Welsh in there, and there's some Norwegian, but the other half is. And as Joanne said, it's a welcoming committee in town. It's just everyone's on the welcoming committee. And we're all very welcome. And hopefully new people that come feel the same feeling as Joanne did many, many years ago, to feel welcome and to feel like they could be accepted and to be a part of whatever's going on in the community, whether it's help doing something, help building, and just be included. And I hope we're good at that. That would be a good goal for any community. And I believe everyone can feel a little alienation no matter where they live, but I hope we can eliminate most of that and just make everyone more than really welcome.
So did you grow up in the area,
yes,
Tom?
Yes, I did. I grew up right here.
So you know all of the secrets. That's why if we ask you.
I may have known some of the secrets at some time, but I've forgotten a lot, and I try to learn again. And then if I have learned something, my grandchildren live in the community, and my family comes and visits, and things that I've learned from either great uncles and aunts, whether they're songs or my grandmother, who died at 97. She knew poetry from way back. Her father, she was born when her father was 61, so she had a lot of time to spend with her father and learn poetry, learn songs, and she shared all that with me. And we can still do it in reading with our children and sort of spread what's going on with the old Danish songs or whatever we've learned.
So, and there are lots of cultural things to learn. Joanne, let's talk about some of the duties that you have as king and queen.
I think the most fun part is going to be that we get to enjoy Tivoli from day one to the end. And people work so hard on Tivoli. It's just amazing. For a year, people put this celebration together. But it's wonderful to bring your children here and let them experience all the things that are happening. You know, it's not electronic. You know, you have, they can see how the Vikings existed. They can do the bike. There's a Legoland at the library. There's all sorts of activities. And so they can experience some of these things that, you know, they hear somebody talk about. You know, years ago we used to do this as a kid.
And then there's the food.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? The Danish open-faced sandwiches. And we're going to have a liver pastry contest this year. Have you seen the new video?
No, I have not. I'm sorry to say. Is it going to be showing somewhere, do you think?
I hope so. Stan Jens, and he's making a liver pastry. We had a customer, someone came into the inn, and they said to me, can you explain to me why they told me when I came here from Washington, D.C., do not eat the liver pastry? And I cracked up laughing because I knew. I said to him, have you seen the second video, you know, of the film that was made about Elkhorn? I said, go find that, and then you'll understand the joke.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Tom, do you have a favorite food?
All of them, but what she said a moment ago was Stan Jens did, in this video, prepared liver pastry. And I guess it was, according to the Danes, the worst they'd ever eaten. So there is a contest, and maybe they can improve upon that. So if you get a chance, I believe it's at the park or at the fire station. So if you get a chance to taste, take time and do it.
Okay. And we also have the fireworks?
Oh, yes.
The best around. I mean, it's just a whole fun-packed day of things to do. Just come and be open.
Day and night.
Beginning to end. And what about the parade? Because that's kind of a beginning for a lot of people, is to come to the parade. So what day? You know, we really haven't talked about the dates. 24th and 25th, I believe, are the correct dates. It's always Memorial Day weekend. So when is the parade?
Parade's at 11 o'clock, and it's usually pretty well organized. Hopefully, we'll have the very, very, very best weather. It seems like we've been it'll be nice, and just everyone that can come will certainly enjoy it.
Have you been practicing your hand-waving technique?
That's all I do. I even sleep doing that.
All right. Because, Joanne, that's a different way that you're going to kind of see the parade. You're not really going to see a whole lot of it because you're at the beginning.
I know, but maybe when we're finished, we get to go back and circle around and see what's cooking back there, because there are all sorts of wonderful things that are happening.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the best part of the whole day, is we get to circle and see whatever's going on. You know, we just get to wander. We don't have to work.
Not many appointments. You just get to be around and enjoy everything.
I know. I skipped out and make an apple scheme at the fire station this year.
And knowing both of you having said that you're so involved in the community, I'm guessing that in the past you were involved in a number of activities during Tivoli Fest, and now that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to be out there talking to people and being the royalty.
What we normally do is set up just a day or so early, put out picnic tables, put some signs up, and probably make a little Eboskive or two. And there's always cleanup at the end of the whole thing. So, yeah, there's plenty for all of us to do. There's no question. And everyone gets involved, so it's great. It is wonderful.
Okay. And, again, I think, Joanne, you mentioned from morning till evening there's something going on that whole day. And so you don't want to miss it. If you can't come the whole day, come whenever you can.
Come and see what you can when you do it. There's always something going on.
All right.
And there's always people around to talk to.
And there is a little newspaper out. If you haven't seen that, that's a good way to find out all the things coming on. And when you get here, there's always a little booth. If you don't know where to go, they'll help you give you directions. So we want to thank you, Tom Potts, and again, congratulations. And thank you, Joanne Grieving, for visiting with us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And until next time, here's a thought. There is no purpose nobler than to build communities of acceptance for all.